You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Okay, I was born in 1988, so I am a 90s kid. Do you guys remember that quote? Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Girls go to college to get more knowledge. I don't know why that phrase popped into my mind before I hit record, but I was like, we have always kind of played with the stars. And today we're going to talk about Mars, the planet of masculinity. You know, Venus is women, Mars is men. In the traditional sense of those genders, Venus is feminine, soft. Everyone has a feminine side in their bodies, their soul. And Mars is masculine side, our drive, our action. You know, I Googled the phrase right before we recorded, and apparently that boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. It used to be boys go to college to get more knowledge. Girls go to Venus to get more penis. I don't know. Apparently there's a song too. Wait, Sat Alex, Jupiter? To get more stupider. Girls go to, where do girls go again? I don't know. Anyways, guys, welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. Today, I am recording this under so much fatigue, yet inspired to get this out there. Astrology and spirituality aside, I am an entrepreneur, and that is something that I very much forget because I like to think of myself as an artist, as a conduit for connecting messages from a weird world into you guys. My number one review, compliment, comment that I get is, you are speaking the words that are in my head. Thank you. But it's just what's in my head as well. It's what's in my heart as well. We are all connected, all sharing this one web on this tiny floating rock, right? I just think maybe I have a clearer channel to be able to get those messages, and maybe the Sagittarius Mercury in me is relaying them in a way that most people understand. I don't know what it could be, but we are going to talk about Mars today. I'm tired, and I think a lot of people are too. I think a lot of people lately have been feeling stuck, uninspired, unmotivated. And for my fellow entrepreneurs who show up, put in the work, even when we would much rather lay in bed or just lay down or just chill, you know, there has to be a time and place for those things, but there also has to be some self-discipline to say, I put in the work. It's such a fine balance because I do know that I am a workaholic. I look at my own birth chart and I look at my own life that I have lived for 30 years before I knew the entirety of my chart, and it's just who I am. I love to be productive. It's for better or for worse. I love to complete things. I have big goals. I think it's a huge reason why my physical body has denied childbirth for so long, because I'm like, I want to accomplish something. I want to achieve things. I want to work and be productive on a more masculine side. And yes, you guessed it. My Mars is in Aries. So right now, as I speak, it is Tuesday, April 30th, and Mars is at his critical degree in Pisces, 29 degrees Pisces. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. So not only is this the last degree of a sign, but this is the last sign of the zodiac. If you're feeling oh so tired today, tomorrow, perhaps May 1st, you wake up feeling recharged, refreshed, or you're still in this sleepy fatigue of a hangover, here's why. It's Mars. Mars appears as though it moves the fastest around Earth, but it actually takes 2 years for Mars to take a trip around our planet. And so every year, you get Mars transiting over six areas of life for that year, and then he'll finish up with the other six areas of life on the second year before we get a big reset and all things Mars. Right now, my friends, we are wrapping up a two-year cycle that began in May and June 2022. So off the bat, think about that time, May and June of 2022. What were you doing? What were you feeling? Because that initiated a brand new Mars journey for you. From that time period until now, what have you learned about all things Mars? Courage, bravery, right? Your physical health may have come into play. Going to war for what we love, fighting back, standing up for ourselves. What have you learned about people not liking you? What have you learned about people calling you names that hurt, but you know it's not you? You know, what have you learned about your relationship to men and your relationship to your own masculinity within you? So knowing that we are on the eve of a big Mars New Year, so to speak, if you've been feeling unmotivated, uninspired, confused on where to put your energy, this could be why. Lacking motivation, just feeling like, oh, how do other people do it? I just can't get out of bed. I just don't know where to put my energy. If you guys have been reading every Monday's What's New and Good newsletter, you definitely know that I have been describing feeling this way in great detail. I have so many amazing transits on my chart, yet I'm sitting over here like questioning the whole art of astrology. Like, where is this? Should I be doing more? Am I not participating with this energy? For my astrology buffs, my progressed moon is in Pisces, conjunct my midheaven, and my progressed north node to the sixth degree. All three of those, Pisces midheaven, Pisces north node, Pisces moon, and my progressed chart are conjunct each other right now. Not only that, I have the big Jupiter transit right on top of my rising, inching closer to my 29 degrees Taurus rising coming up. And Pluto and Aquarius. I have my midheaven and my natal chart at 1 degree Aquarius. Pluto is sitting directly on top of that. And so if you're speaking the language here, you're probably like, whoa, I feel like I should be producing some of my best work. And who knows, maybe these podcast episodes will end up being that. I don't know. But I feel so tired. I feel so like, oh, you know, what would I love to do? I would love to write a novel that gets turned into a book or a Netflix series. I would love that. That would make me so happy. I would love to film some like YouTube shorts. I don't know. But I don't feel it just, ugh, don't have the money to buy a nice camera. I just feel so exhausted thinking, oh, I got to sit down and type and type and type. Well, the dog needs walked. We have two dogs now. We're living in a motorhome, which involves lots of socialization with neighbors. And I love having a community. So a lot of my time goes into that. Blah, 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 blah. Excuse after excuse. And I sometimes think, am I just waiting for a big break, for a big change? Should I be actively reaching out to publishers to see if I can get a publishing deal? And then I start to feel a little bit of regret, like I'm not doing enough, not working with these transits, and that I'm letting some of the most amazing transits on a birth chart just slip right through my fingers because I am so tired. But as an emotional manifester in human design, I'm like, well, I'm supposed to wait to feel so inspired that it's like I have an IV of Red Bull, and I haven't felt that. So then I studied Mars to prepare for this podcast, and I gave my own self like, aha, there it is. It's Mr. Mars wrapping up a 2-year cycle. You know, in summer of 2022, which is around when we had a reset and we began a brand new phase in Mars, that is when I started to have strange gynecological symptoms, meaning I had spotting. And very long story short, I had such inflammation in my uterine area, my feminine area, probably because I was being so masculine at creating and growing Light Workers Lounge and growing my career as an entrepreneur, showing up when I didn't feel like it, but a little too much, pushing the boundaries. I was just coming off of adrenal fatigue that I grew polyps in my uterus, and it looked cancerous on an ultrasound. So if you guys have been following for a while, you do know that in September 2022, I got a surgery to remove all of that. It was a pretty big deal. And it totally, you know, I studied energetically what the womb represents. And, you know, if you grow polyps in your womb, that's essentially your way of saying, I don't want men in me. I don't want men near me. I don't like the masculine energy within me. I have a wound with them. So I had to really dive deep into a wound like that. And it's not just men, but it's my own masculine side. Have I been protecting myself? Have I been the warrior that I needed when I felt like the world was against me? No, absolutely not. I've just been rock on Miss Sagittarius over here. But ultimately, my personal Mars cycle was all about balancing my masculine and my feminine. You guys hear me say the quote all the time. My Mars cycle that I'm wrapping up is do no harm, but take no shit. So welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your host, your astrologer, and your fellow confused friend, Stephanie Powers. Today, we're going to talk about Mars, who is actually not confused. He's the god of war. He is Aries. He is fiery. He is taking charge. He sometimes does harm, but definitely takes no shit. A good way to see if Mars is active in your chart or healthy, so to speak, is to gauge how much you talk about doing things, but how often you actually do them. Are you all dream, I'd like to do this, one day I'll do that, but little to no action? Mars is probably weak. We got to check him out. Do a little pulse check in your chart. See what transits are poking at him. And if Mars is overactive in your chart, you're selfish, you're narcissistic, you're pushing people away. You reach the top. You do succeed, but you have no one there to celebrate with you, right? Typical egotistical high side of Aries, my reactive behaviors, my fear of losing, fear of being in second place really got me in some sticky spots where I have to issue a lot of apologies and make amends. Right? So do a pulse check on Mars in your chart. How is he doing? Are you procrastinating a lot? Probably have a weak Mars. Are you afraid of failure? Probably have a weak Mars. Do you just go with the flow out of fear of rejection, putting yourself out there, being vulnerable? Probably have a weak Mars. So again, think back to May and June 2022 and think about what you've learned about anger, drive, motivation, etc. Reflect on it, and kind of like if Mars had a full moon, this would be that moment. He will be in Aries from April 30th until June 9th, beginning a brand new journey through the 12 zodiac signs. So if you're thinking about these things, courage, bravery, fighting for yourself, standing up for yourself, and you're remember the garden bed analogy we use? If you're walking over to your Mars garden bed that you planted and tended to in May and June 2022, and you're thinking, you're looking around at all the other people enjoying the fruits of their labor, and you're going, I have nothing. Nothing sprouted. I dig up my seeds. They didn't even have a sprout under the soil. Whoa, I really neglected these traits within myself. In fact, there's a lot of footprints and there's a lot of garbage in my garden bed. A lot of people just threw their shit in it and I let them because I didn't stop them. I didn't have any boundaries or protection over my Mars garden bed. And well, the deer came over and ate them. The cats peed in it like a litter box. Stray cats. Dogs took a poop in it. Like I let everybody use and abuse me. I have a weak Mars in my chart. This is your chance to rise like a phoenix from the ashes. You know, Scorpio used to be ruled by Mars in traditional astrology. So this is that Scorpio energy as well. Scorpio, if Scorpio and Aries had a baby, that's Mars. Woo! Imagine that. I know there's people listening with like an Aries sun, Scorpio moon going, yeah, try living with it. I love it. Now you get to say, well, better luck next time, but I'm being gifted with a brand new bag of organic soil, a brand new tackle box full of different seeds to plant in this garden, seeds of intention, right? How do you want to express courage? What over the next 2 years do you want to be really brave in the face of? Where are you going to fight for? What are you going to fight for? What relationships are worth fighting for and which ones are worth letting go? Mars can instantly answer that. And same for jobs. What jobs or situations are worth fighting for and which are worth letting go? Where do you need to fight for yourself? Is it that you need to tell those you're responsible for, hey, I need alone time, and I don't care if you're angry and you're upset about me leaving, you'll figure it out. You are an adult. I'm taking care of me. I'm choosing me, says Mars. I need to go tap back into my inspiration, my motivation. And a lot of people with Mars in the 12th house or Mars in a water sign, meaning Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces, they tend to need isolation as a way to pump them back up. right? It sounds very paradoxical. A lot of people think, well, let me go to the gym to get inspired and motivated. Sagittarius Mars says, let me go on an adventure to get inspired and motivated. But watery Mars, or Mars in a water house, the 12th, 8th, or 4th, these are people who say, no, let me just sit in my room away. Just slide food under the door for 24 hours. Leave me alone. Let me just go away in the middle of the forest or a little beach house where nobody can talk to me. And then I'll feel better. I'll tap back into some inspiration. So Mars is going to be in Aries from April 30th until June 9th. This is the good news, guys. We're going to feel more inspired, alive, motivated. The month of April really did us out. Woo! Wait, the eclipses, that intense Scorpio full moon, the Mercury retrograde. If you're feeling very confused, like you were just dropped from a vortex of a tornado and you're looking around like, whoa, where am I? And I don't even know which way to start walking to find help and structure to rebuild. That's normal. It's very normal after that month, but intensifying the feelings, Mars being at this final degree in the final sign. But irregardless, through the month of May, a lot of planets transiting through Taurus, giving you more work ethic, giving you more perseverance to keep going and to show up. And then I love, there's so many wonderful things happening in May. Jupiter moving into Gemini, Venus, Uranus, and Jupiter are all going to meet together at one point. It's a beautiful month. April was just pure fire. Fire. May is like the perfect embodiment of Taurus. Peace, abundance, money, love, value, sweet things in life. I can't wait to see what May brings. So we are initiating this brand new two-year Mars garden bed that we will circle back to in 2026. So again, picture the garden bed of Mars in your house or on your land at your house. You have a brand new opportunity to plant seeds of intention of how you want to work with Mars energy over the next 2 years. And now the most important thing you can do to really use astrology to your advantage is figure out what each house means on your birth chart and monitor through any app, any astrology app. I prefer Time Passages or The Pattern. I like The Pattern. That's a cool one too. To just pay attention to when Mars moves into a new sign, which means it's moving into a new house for you, and then double down on the intentions and the action towards bravery, courage, motivation in that area of life. As Mars travels around your chart over the next 2 years, every 6 weeks, you'll get a chance to apply more courage and bravery to a new area of your life. So now I'm going to do some very quick but brief horoscopes on Mars and Aries. And remember, this is lasting from April 30th until June 9th. And then he'll move into Taurus. And I'll hand over the reins to you. You got to figure out what house in your chart is ruled by Taurus, where Mars is going to transit. You've got this. Okay. If you are an Aries rising, Mars is entering your first house of self. Ah, you are beginning this brand new two-year chapter with a brand new beginning in life, a new lease on life, if you will. Aries risings, this is a time for you to get your physical body back in shape if you've kind of let that go. This is a time for you to embrace new beginnings that may take a lot of courage and bravery to step into, but you especially, of all people, are really going to feel your fire come back during this transit. Taurus risings, you guys are an outlier here because Aries rules your 12th house of endings, all things unseen. This is the house of Pisces, the final house in the zodiac. So while this Mars entering Aries' brand new two-year journey through his energy will feel refreshing and new to you, it'll feel also like an ending at the same time. It's very interesting to have Aries ruling this 12th house. So Mars is going to be transiting through your 12th house. This is your time to say, the stories I have told myself since 2022 can now be laid to rest. They're over. Think about anybody who has perhaps taken advantage of your subconscious self. And think about your subconscious self that may have burned other people. You didn't mean to. Nothing is ever intentional with you, sweet Taurus risings. But perhaps you did, right? This proverbial question, what's it like being on the other side of me? Think about this over the next 6 weeks. You now have courage and bravery to release anything that could be hurting from the past or on a subconscious level, projecting into the present. And Taurus risings, ooh, like I was saying with these May transits, you have some of the most amazing transits coming up. And you don't want to be one of those people who receive abundance. You win the lottery of life and immediately feel sad the next day because you're not working on receiving goodness and letting it all in and being present and allowing people to love you unconditionally. So now is your chance to really come up with that. And I will leave you with this, Taurus risings. A lot of you are artists. So when Mars goes through the 12th house, sometimes you get inspired to create something behind the scenes. Gemini rising. You guys are kicking off this brand new two-year Mars chapter with the 11th house of friendships, networks, community, social media. Gemini risings, I could see you guys giving up all social media for good. Gasp, the sign that loves it the most could be giving it up for good. You guys could be doing a deep clean of your friendship group saying, okay, I am ready to be brave and face my biggest fears because especially you Gemini risings have felt really stuck to past patterns and really starting to realize because you guys are my smart cookies, who has been holding you to past versions of yourself? And you guys are such social butterflies that the idea of losing friends or community in the name of growth is terrifying. But use this Mars and Aries transit to be brave. To be brave. You are most affected by those you surround yourself with, Gemini risings. So use this Mars transit through Aries until June 9th to clean up your friend list and clean up your relationship to social media. If not, give it up altogether. Cancer risings. Aries rules your 10th house of career. You guys are true leaders, trailblazers when it comes to creating your own path and your destiny and direction in life. If you have felt Cancer risings, like the last 2 years, you've kind of floundered between careers, or if you've had a lot of dreams in your heart and your mind, just no energy or courage to chase after them, that is dissolving now. You guys kick off this brand new two-year Mars journey by doing something for your career. Do it now, Cancer risings. Say yes to new opportunities and also put yourself out there for new opportunities. Anything, Cancer risings, that you tell yourself, well, I'm not going to bother because it costs too much to get, you know, certified, or it costs too much to start. Stop it. Do it. Perhaps you guys are reflecting on how you might have lost yourself to a career. Now is the time to get that back. This is the house of men, our relationship to men and masculinity as a whole. So a lot of you guys could be finally beginning a brand new two-year chapter towards letting men in and letting your own masculinity come in, not pushing it away in such a negative light. You could meet very wealthy, intelligent men who could further you along in your career or romantically speaking. Leo risings. This Mars journey kicks off in your 9th house. Take a trip. Go on a trip, not to get tan and take you pictures, but just go on a trip and only buy a disposable camera. No phone. And force yourself to be very present with the experiences that you go through. Leo risings, this is also a really good time to try out higher education. If there's been something you wanted to go to school for, but you're like, don't have the time, don't have the money, blah, blah, blah. Now is the time to say, all right, the money will return and I can make the time. Virgo risings. Aries rules your 8th house of transformation, letting go. When Mars begins his brand new two-year chapter transiting through your 8th house, you are really finally burning the ashes of perfectionism and saying, okay, I am realizing, getting slapped in the face again for another 2 years of I'm not perfect. And not only am I not perfect, nobody around me is. And a lot of people who F up and cause me a lot of crisis and trauma and drama, and vice versa, me for them. It's usually unintentional. It's usually just a miscommunication between people. So Virgo risings, this is a wonderful time, similar to Taurus risings, for you to let go of a grudge, to let go of any pain that people have caused you in the past. At Virgo risings, I want you to begin May with a clean slate and a clean heart and act like you've never been hurt before. Because if you can do that, let people in, give people you've never met a chance, you might find a really tight soul bond who is loyal for life over the next 6 weeks. Libra risings. Aries rules your seventh house of love, relationships, marriage. When Mars goes through this house, you are beginning a two-year journey, realizing your position in relationships, stepping back into your power and business partnerships in your marriage, finally getting a divorce that you've been putting off for a long time could come out of this. You're realizing your identity in relationships, which may come with realizing your codependent patterns, but ultimately you are gaining courage and bravery to ask that person out or to let that person go. Scorpio risings. Aries rules your sixth house, so this Mars journey kicks off in your house of health, coworkers, daily routine, and pets. You could be welcoming a pet or finally letting one go and learning how much the relationship to that new pet or the one you have to let go greatly affected your identity. Be brave. You know, so many of us who are very connected to our fur babies will have a two-year-old cat or dog and look at it like it's going to die someday, where we fear the day we have to say goodbye. And, you know, when Mars travels through this sixth house, fun fact, I learned this last summer. Whenever Mars moves into Virgo, this is normally when we see a lot of pets get sick, cats and dogs especially. I don't think, Mars might be moving into Virgo later this year around Virgo and Libra season. So just pay attention to that transit and put your pets in a bubble. It's usually like the first week of this transit. I found that out when I was taking my medical astrology course. It was pretty, pretty interesting with Judith Hill. So Scorpio risings, Mars is going to transit through your sixth house. So get your health in order. If there's any conflict with coworkers, now is the time to extend the olive branch. If your daily routine has been causing you to fall into those Scorpio depressive moods, it's time to clean that up. And this is ultimately the house of codependency. Where and what have I been codependent on? You know, this doesn't have to be a person. Perhaps you've been codependent on social media to further along your career. Don't do that. Perhaps you've been codependent on partnering with other people to further along your brand, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You'll know this. You guys are my intuitives. What have you been codependent on that you need to take back your individuality, that you need to be brave and have the conversation and move forward? This is also the house of health. So Scorpios, if you've been trying to reach a health goal, inflammation may pop up during this. I love taking this time period to get acupuncture, chiropractor, begin a new diet. You might see really good results with that too. Sagittarius rising. This is kicking off in your fifth house of fertility, ego, romance, and children. Of course, fertility and children play into this. If you've been struggling to conceive, you might conceive now, or you might be feeling the rage of your little children really teaching you about your own ego during this transit, but it's ultimately the house of creativity. So, have you felt creative? Have you tapped into your inner child? Or does that side of you feel like it's been neglected? And again, when is the last time you have done something for you that you used to love? Ask yourself these questions. Has your ego pushed away things that are good for you? No more of that when this transit of Mars begins on April 30th. Capricorn risings. This is going to kick off your fourth house of home, lineage, ancestry, the past, family. With Mars going through the fourth house, we may see a family conflict come to head. We may have to deal with custody issues sometimes with children or family members. Sometimes we get hit with a realization of how we're acting like our parents, and we are continuing generational patterns, and whoa, we got to pull the brakes and realize that I don't want to contribute this and continue this with my children. So when Mars transits through the fourth house, you are getting a second chance that happens every 2 years at restructuring your family dynamic. If you've got children and a spouse saying, guys, let's set some new guidelines and boundaries. We're all going to eat dinner together every single day, old school. No phones, no tablets. We're going to be present with each other because I think it would be good. If you don't have children or a family, this house could represent your relationship to mom, to sister. If you've been estranged from them for a while, you could kick off this new 2-year Mars journey by reconciling with them. It's also the house of the past as a whole. So Capricorn risings, if there is anything from the past that you are a past, you know, character or version of yourself that you're like, I no longer want to be known as the person who drinks and parties and is the life of the party. I want to be known as the successful person. I no longer want to be known as this type of person on social media or to my family. I want to be known as this. This is a real big, like, reinventive phase for you. But similar to Virgo rising and Taurus rising, you may not get the initial oomph of this Mars entering Aries because it is a water house, but just hold on, hold tight, because you will start to feel more alive and inspired as this transit continues. Aquarius rising, we are starting to wrap it up with Mars going through your third house of communication. Aquarius risings, have you been quiet to keep the peace? Have you not shared your voice because you are afraid of what other people will think? Have you pushed away a lot of people because you felt like their beliefs triggered you? You did not like what they believe, you know, like the most adamant example of this could be if someone said, I like Donald Trump and I'm voting for him. You might say, then I can't talk to you. Which is so outlandish without giving a second thought, right? If you've felt that way over the last 2 years, now is the time to get a second chance to heal that. The third house is siblings. If you've had a falling out with siblings or you crave a reconnection or a rekindling with a sibling, this could be your time. If you've wanted to write, teach, speak for a living, now is your second chance to have energy to create. And Pisces rising. Mars is kicking off its brand new 2-year journey in your second house of self-value and earned income. You guys may be so excited with this new Mars transit, thinking, ah, finally, I'm ready. I feel inspired to start something new that earns me more income. This could be finally turning a hobby into a full-time job or finally getting paid from a hobby. From now until June 9th, you may find, holy shit, I never thought I'd get paid to do this, but I just made my first PayPal. My PayPal transaction. This is amazing. Pisces, I love this for you. And ultimately, Pisces rising, you're going to feel this transit the most because you're going to feel your sense of self-value and self-worth increase and light up. Good luck, everyone. And may you become the warrior that you needed in times where you felt alone. As Mars begins a brand new 2-year journey through the entirety of your chart, may you utilize and harness his energy to be true and authentic to your soul, to be brave in the face of rejection and abandonment, to be brave in the face of getting denied and getting turned down for something your soul said, this is my purpose, this is my destiny, why aren't the doors opening? To still show up and harness the energy. May you use this new Mars transit to find what you really love, to let the world and the universe and life surprise you by showing you that, hey, there's this new thing that you never saw coming that may be your new passion that you chase after. Or perhaps there was something you were pushing away that now you'd like to pull in closer. May you be brave to say in the face of those you love, this is who I am, this is who, this is what I love and I am passionate about, and I'm going after it with fearless abandon. May we all enjoy this brand new transit of Mars.
I love you guys. If you need help seeing where Mars is at on your chart, please come find me at lightworkers-lounge.com. Click on birth chart readings, scroll on down to where it says transits. We will pull up Mars on your birth chart and talk about all the aspects to it, see if it's weak, if it's strong. We'll look at your progressed Mars to see if it's weak or strong, and we will come up with a game plan for you and a timeline. You guys love timelines of key dates to look forward to, of when you should take action towards anything specific you'd like to call into your life. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Sending love from Texas and beyond. Bye.